Jennifer Aronson is our guest expert here this morning with Dr. Galthorpe, talking about getting older and care for those that will need long-term care or retirement residents. You've been around now for a while, Jennifer. How do you see this moving forward in the next decade or two in this province?
Thanks, Sean. Canada's elder care system is expected to evolve to meet the needs of an aging population. This includes more demand on Ontario Health at Home, which is formerly the LHIN, formerly Community Care Access Centre, for those people who are not familiar with the new name. Retirement residences, long-term care homes, and support programs can help address concerns like isolation, mental health, and community involvement. There is a huge need for new models of care and innovations to support people aging in place. Improved communication between caregivers and healthcare professionals can help improve the quality of care.
You know, you talked, Jillian, you've mentioned an aging demographic in the province, the stats or the country are showing. But we're already ahead of the game here in Belleville because our demographics are older. I think it's one of the oldest in the province, okay. Our average age for a resident in the city of Belleville. So it seems like we're even ahead, maybe 5 or 10 years to other pockets of Ontario.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I think that's where we, you know, Jennifer, you mentioned the different programs that are to evolve and to catch all of these needs. We have seen programs do roll out, and even the change in acronyms and change in names and programs. You know, on an administrative level, that makes sense. But for people trying to access these things, it's highly confusing. And my concern is it's going to mimic our mental health system in Ontario, which is there, but accessing it becomes so difficult and confusing for people that it's not just one person that falls through the cracks. I think we have to kind of look at this overall, that it's so many people that struggle as they're needing service, whether it's mental health, as Jennifer, you mentioned, issues of isolation and loneliness. Loneliness for Ontario seniors, you know, in our community, I know people reach out to you often, Sean, about this, feeling that they have nowhere to turn. So this is why we're having this conversation this morning, because if you're feeling that way, you certainly are not alone. It's a problem, not just in Belleville, across the province, across the country. And as community members, we want that to change. And I think to do that, as we're talking about, we have to advocate for people, or else people get lost.
So true. I wish we had more time. Thanks for coming in this morning, Jennifer.
Thank you for having me, Sean.
And thanks, Julie. You talk about isolation and how people are feeling. I was at this conference a couple of weeks ago in Toronto, a Roma conference, and I went to a long-term care seminar to hear what the speakers had to say. And here's this lady from Toronto talking about long-term care, and it's important to be close to home or close to family for the residents. And she said, Toronto, I think, needs 16,000 long-term care beds as we speak. And she said, I was just talking to a family. A woman is now living in Picton that has no connection to Picton, but there was a room available. And the woman's finding it difficult for her family to get there to visit. They see all the...
Shocking.
It is. So you talk about isolation and loneliness. Here's a woman that has spent her entire life in Toronto working and living, and then to live out her last remaining years or whatever, we're going to put you in Picton. And nothing against the nursing home in Picton or Picton.
No, but it's not her home.
No.
And then we've got probably a family in Picton who are driving to Bancroft to try to see their family member, right? So it's, again, this whole disconnect in terms of treating people as people
respect.
Who, with respect.
And meeting them where they're at.
Thank you.